News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the US President Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit seeking at least $10 billion from the BBC over a documentary that edited his 2021 speech to supporters ahead of the US Capitol riot. Joining us now is David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. David, just start by telling us what exactly has happened here.
Yeah, Donald Trump is suing the BBC for an incredible $10 billion total because it's damages on two counts, one alleging that the BBC defamed him and another that BBC violated Florida's Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act. And it's basically the central claim from the president here is that the BBC intentionally, maliciously and deceptively edited his speech on January the 6th, 2021, before, of course, his supporters stormed the US Capitol. And this was shown in an episode of Panorama just over a year ago.
It seems like a ridiculously high amount of money to sue somebody for. I mean, even if you accepted his argument that he was defamed, and I mean, that is questionable, $10 billion seems like a ridiculous amount of money.
It does. It feels like it's about spectacle and making a statement and grandstanding and perhaps trying to intimidate not only the BBC but other broadcasters and media in the US and beyond. That if you cross Donald Trump, you'll be hit with this, you know, an outrageous, crippling amount. He's, you know, also. Again, this is unprecedented for a sitting president to be suing the media. You know, he's got a lawsuit against the New York Times, which is also several billion dollars. And I think most legal experts would see this. You know, it's very long shot. It's incredibly unlikely to be anything like that amount, if he even won at all. But it's about sending a message and trying to intimidate.
It's probably too early to judge what the reaction is in America to this, but will the reaction basically divide along the lines of whether you're pro-Trump or anti-Trump, or would even pro-Trump supporters kind of feel this is a bit over the top?
Yeah, I think some of them might raise an eyebrow, but the real hardcore Trump supporters and his allies at the White House will, I'm sure, completely buy into the argument that the BBC is in the wrong here. And, you know, Trump's legal team says this was a staggering breach of journalistic ethics. And, you know, the Trump base certainly embraces this idea that the media has always been opposed to him and out to get him. And this is, you know, this supports their argument. So I think there'll be some cheering him on, others perhaps a bit skeptical, and others just having a shrug and thinking, oh, it's Trump being Trump again.
And just lastly on this, I presume, I mean, the BBC have little choice but to fight this, but it does deepen their embarrassment over, I mean, it was very badly handled, the whole editing.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen two American networks make out-of-court settlements with Trump, ABC for $15 million and CBS News for $16 million. And the CBS case, that was also an editing issue, but most people there and beyond felt that CBS did nothing wrong and had nothing to apologize for, and there were other reasons for that settlement, whereas the BBC has admitted a mistake and apologized, and most people think it was a bad blunder. So this deepens the crisis and shines a light on that. And yet at the same time, perhaps Trump is overreaching with this lawsuit, especially the amount involved. And there could also be sympathy for the BBC. And I think certainly a lot of voices in the US and around the world saying that the BBC must fight this because you should not give in to bullies and you should not give Trump encouragement to go after other media as well.
Briefly, David, has there been much reaction to Donald Trump's tweet about the late Rob Reiner? Obviously, in extremely bad taste to be tweeting about someone who's just been killed. What's the reaction been like in the States?
Yes, a strong reaction condemning Donald Trump and just questioning what kind of human being is he that he would be so lacking in empathy. And I've heard the phrase, you know, Trump is dancing on the grave of Rob Reiner and his wife. Democrats have condemned it. People in Hollywood, friends of Rob Reiner, have expressed outrage. But notably also, I think five Republicans in Congress have said Trump is wrong on this one and should withdraw this statement. That's an unusual mini rebellion in Trump's own party, although I'm also struck by just how many dozens and dozens of Republicans remain silent on it and have not condemned it. And certainly the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, a very important figure, he ducked and dodged reporters' questions on this issue.
Okay, we'll leave it there. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.